We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
As soon as the thing starts. Did you watch, by the way, this high-speed chase? Rob Perez, Worldwide Wild.
Yeah.
Always tweets when these
police chases in L.A. and stuff. Yeah.
The one last night might have been the best one I've ever seen.
I didn't see it.
This dude was like in a Dodge Charger. Google it. If you didn't see it last night, Google it or go to Worldwide Wob's Twitter. Maybe he's got it there, still the footage.
Mm-hmm.
This thing went on for like 30 minutes. This Dodge Charger was doing like 130 through the interstate, dodging. I mean, it was unbelievable. This guy was an incredible driver. He finally got caught just like they always do.
Mm-hmm.
Police car rammed him from the back, spun him around.
Yeah, guy, I love that part.
It was good. But like, it was lucky that it ended as peacefully as it did, because there was about a 15-minute stretch where I was 99% sure this guy was going to kill just regular people. Mm. I mean, he was flying around. He got off the interstate, like normal streets, just running full red lights, just running right through them. You know, just fingers crossed, maybe nobody else be coming through. Like, I thought for sure he's going to kill himself and other people. As it ended, it was like nobody seemed to be seriously hurt, thank God. But it was—I put that guy in this race. I tell you what, whoever that guy is, I'd take him -150 against Ricky Stenhouse right now, because that guy was flying around L.A. for like 45 minutes, no wrecks. Stenhouse wrecked as soon as the thing got started the other night.
Yeah.
Why did he do that? Is he not any good anymore? By the way, like, why is he +10,000?
I don't know if he's great.
You think something happened to him?
I don't know if he's
he lost Danica
or driver. Oh, did was DJ Danica?
Yes.
He did?
I think that's true. Yes, he dated Danica.
I can't confirm or deny. I don't know.
I think, I think he was with Danica Patrick for a while.
Really?
And maybe she wanted kids and he didn't or something like that. I could just be making this up. I don't know.
I feel like that would be a huge local story.
Google Ricky Stenhouse and Danica Patrick.
I'll help too.
Google it and we'll take a break. I'll talk to Jeff Cargs in a minute.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app.
Stay home. Stay calm. Stay connected. Stay active. Take deep breaths. Call your friends. Dance to a jam. We're all keeping our distance, but we are in this together. For more information on how to take care of yourself and others, go to imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It is 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish, as you surely know by now. It's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it is what I, Gary Parrish, buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. Do you know how silly it is to pay nearly twice as much for another bottle of vodka when New Amsterdam is awesome and available? It's super silly. So don't do that. Instead, just grab a bottle or a case of New Amsterdam Vodka, which is the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. And very shortly, they're going to have a watermelon flavored vodka. That'll be the newest flavor when it hits the shelves. It'll be here before you know it. Also, New Amsterdam got a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, grab that. A bottle of New Amsterdam gluten-free vodka. Ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com.
Small businesses are grappling with the impact of these uncertain times and looking for resources. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create the first ever virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here, from keeping you connected while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams to providing relevant content for businesses. Search Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on radio.com, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
This is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. That's weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. It's after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
Good, GP.
First things first, I should let the record show we have confirmed Bennett Doyle and I via Google. Ricky Stenhouse did date Danica Patrick. That's a real – I didn't make it up. I didn't think I did, but you never know with me. True. You never know with me. Jeff Calkins, how are you today?
I'm good, GP.
So, I'd feel weird if I didn't. So the NCAA Division I Council announced earlier today that, hey, June 1st, if your university, your local officials will allow you to come back to campus, if you're a football player, basketball player, men's or women's, then it's cool with them. You're good to go. It's the first step in having, a football season or a basketball season that starts on time. Not necessarily in conjunction with this, but on the same afternoon as this, various athletic directors, conference commissioners were speaking publicly about things. And one of the things Bob Bowlesby, the Big 12 commissioner, said is that he is operating under the assumption right now that student-athletes participating in sports in the fall are going to need to be tested every 3 days, every 2 or 3 days. And I just started, pulled the iPhone calculator out and started punching this. This gets very expensive for just a football program, especially outside of the Power 5 structure. Like, this is going to, based on my very rough estimations, going to be well in excess of $500,000 for the University of Memphis's athletic department just to test the football team and everybody surrounding the football team appropriately, every 3 days. So what is that, 10 times a month? How big of a concern is that going to be for has Laird Veach talked about that yet? Like, you're losing football fans and adding an expense that looks like it's going to be in excess of $500,000, and that's just for football.
Well, first of all, I would suggest that what Bob Bowlesby says is good for that conference is not necessarily going to be. I will be surprised if Memphis football players are individually tested 3 times a week. I don't think they will be. One of the things you saw, and I don't know if you remember this, is when Knoxville was talking about reopening their campus, they talked about testing in groups. You know what I mean? Like, right. One thing you can test the athletic dorm, like that. If there's positive tests, I would suggest to you, I will be surprised if, listen, you might be able to do that at Oklahoma. You might be able to do that at Alabama. But I'll be surprised. Yes, there will have to be some testing protocol. But I'll be surprised if Memphis football players are individually tested 3 times a week.
Well, one of the things that was stated today by one of the commissioners or athletic directors was that there is not going to be – the NCAA is going to stay out of this. They're not going to tell you you must test X amount of times or this often or do this if somebody tests positive. Like the NCAA, and I think rightfully so, is going to leave it up to individual conferences or more likely individual universities. So I think you're probably right. Oklahoma might test three times a week because they got so much money. What difference does it make? But, you know, Memphis might not test three times a week or every 3 days because these tests I read today that the athletic departments will be acquiring are roughly $100 each. That's what we're looking at. And you just start running the numbers on what it costs to test a football team and all of the people who work with a football team every 3 days, it gets expensive really quickly.
Yeah, it's why I don't believe. Listen, they have a they this is not – none of this is a surprise to Memphis that this happened today, right, or any school. Everybody knew this was going to happen today, right? Memphis has their plan for bringing football players back. They haven't revealed their plan for bringing football players back, and they're not going to throw up their arms and say, ah, too expensive, can't bring football players back. They have been working on their plan. Their plan probably looks different than Cincinnati's plan, which probably looks different than Oklahoma's plan, which probably looks different. This is going to be just as – and I actually think it's totally appropriate at this level. I also think it's appropriate, by the way, that if Tulane's not positioned to come back, Memphis might come back. Like, this is just – we can't really be worrying about equity right now as much as you have to be worrying about the circumstances on the ground where you are in that community. And so it will not look the same everywhere, very clearly. And I don't think that conferences want to get into the position of dictating health protocols for universities. They don't. And so I think Memphis will have its plan. And, you know, it's like what Mike Tyson did. It was the thing Mike Tyson did.
Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face.
Right, exactly. And everybody has a plan with a virus to get punched in the face. And but I'm sure that part of their plan is what happens when you get punched in the face. Like, what happens when an offensive lineman tests positive? I know for a fact that there are already – like, they still have students on campus because they're students who had no place to go. So they actually do have students on campus. And they have students who have been symptomatic and students that have – like, they are doing testing over there already for the University of Memphis – you know, for Memphis. I'm most involved, just like most – just like most citizens who test positive right now in Memphis, I mean, who are symptomatic in Memphis, don't actually have COVID-19. It's also been true of whatever students they've had to test that they do not have COVID-19. Most do not. But they're going to have a plan for what happens when they get hit in the face. And I suspect they do, too. It doesn't. Yeah, so they have their plans, and they'll start to roll out their plans. But it's not unlike – it's just to me, the Memphis football team is not unlike – the Zoo or Graceland or Gibson's or anyone else who's like, okay, how are we dealing with this? Gordon Gee is the one who said it used to be the hammer on the virus. Now it's the dance. You know, we tried to hammer it by closing down. Now we're trying to figure out how to dance with it. This is Memphis football doing the same thing that the Graceland did and the Zoo did and everyone else is trying to figure out how to dance with it.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Meantime, though the Division I Council did take up that issue, they did not address the one-time transfer waiver issue. This also was not a surprise. I wrote a column about it last night stating that they weren't going to vote today. They were going to kick the issue down the road to January, and that is exactly what they have done. Again, no surprise, but still not a great thing for the University of Memphis because though you never know with NCAA transfer waivers, Landers Nolley is going to have to get one in a traditional way now, DeAndre Williams as well. And based on all of the things connected to Landers Nolley's story right now, there's no reason to think that he's likely to get a waiver to play at Memphis immediately.
No, and then it was interesting because, I mean, I remember hearing Penny on your show saying that they're treating it as if he will stay, and they believe that he will stay even if he doesn't get a waiver. I don't think anyone but Penny believes that. I mean, is that your sense? Like, if he does not get the waiver – he's probably – there's just this assumption. Maybe it's because he has a track record of jumping around from place to place to place, and that's why we're saying that. But I don't think anyone thinks he's going to play for Memphis if he doesn't get the waiver. Yeah. Except maybe Penny.
Yeah, well, like Penny did say, that we expect him, if he has to sit out, we expect him to sit out and be on our team in the 2021-22 season. But it is true that the consensus among people around the program seemed to be that that was an unlikely scenario. But I won't pretend to know. I've never talked to Landers Nolley in my life. I will just say that it's not like he's got unbelievable options. You know, like what are right. his, like, there's no real great professional opportunity for him right now. He doesn't have the best reputation. Like, he's not the type of guy who would be brought into some G League, that G League program that right. everybody else has been brought. Like, there's nothing great out there. Like, his best option might still be just to sit out and train at the University of Memphis, even if it would be not great to sit out for the second time in a 3-year span. But, like, what are his other great options? I don't know that they exist.
No, that's probably right. It's interesting to me. And then, of course, in terms of getting the waiver, and I've heard you talk about how this is a totally unpredictable. But, like, shouldn't Isaiah Stokes, by all rights, have gotten a waiver? And isn't his case stronger than either of these two players that they have now who will have to seek a waiver through the traditional route? I think Memphians right now are looking at this and saying, okay, we won't get one, we'll get the other. They may not get either.
Oh, they might not get either. Like, I've heard when you ask people – it's sort of, when DeAndre Williams committed to Memphis, it became very quickly a talking point. I saw it on Twitter. I heard it on radio. Like, you know, he's got a good chance. And I'm like, why? Well, you know, his coach got fired. Coaches get fired all the time. It doesn't matter. It's never mattered before. Now, if you want to say, I mean, this is, I talked about this last week, because somebody had brought up, you know, he was struggling with mental health issues at Evansville and didn't feel like he could go back there because of the way they addressed his back injury or something else.
Well, and his coach said on John's show, his AAU right. guy or whatever, that said that they were misdiagnosed and their injury was mishandled by the Evansville staff.
Yeah, like if you got some documents to back that up, like, it's not just something you can say. I hesitate to talk flippantly about mental health issues. Because it's obviously a very serious thing. But if I were advising DeAndre Williams 4 months ago and he was considering leaving Evansville because his coach has already been fired and it's whatever, I would say, okay, here's what you're going to do right now. You're going to go to a counselor and you're going to discuss how difficult all of this has been for you. The man you came here to play for is accused of sexual misconduct. Now he's fired. They're bringing in a new coach. You're not getting along with the new coach. You're no longer comfortable on campus. You've got an injury. I would go talk. We need documented sessions, this stuff on the record, so that then we can submit it to the people in charge of the transfer waivers, and we've got documented he was struggling from a mental health perspective. That's how you get a waiver. That's the best way. Lawyer up and cite mental health issues. And so perhaps they'll be able to make a compelling case, but just saying things isn't usually good enough. And I can't stress this enough. The fact that your coach was fired is not good enough, or at least it almost never is.
What is good enough?
Good enough is this. I was dealing with racism on campus. Somebody said the N-word in my presence. I felt uncomfortable on that campus going forward. That'll get you where you need to go. I was depressed. I was battling depression. And here's a written statement from a counselor who backs that up. That'll get you where you need to go. But, I mean, Landers Nolley is on record talking about, I don't want to be a forward. I want to be a guard. That's not good enough. Like, Mac McClung actually did this perfectly last week. He's the Georgetown grad transfer. Who is now considering the University of Memphis. The only public statements he's provided so far about his transfer was something along the lines of, there are some things that happened at Georgetown that made me feel like I had no choice but to leave there. I don't know what those things are, but that's exactly what you say if you're trying to get a transfer waiver. You can't just say, I didn't want to play power forward anymore. That doesn't work. Or my coach was fired. That doesn't work.
And it sounds like, honestly, it's stuff that that they can't, it feels like they want to say no to you, right? But they can't say no to you if it's about something mental health. Like, they did, we can't do that.
Well, right? Here's why. I mean, and again, this is an extreme example, but this is why they will not say no to you. I was struggling with depression on that campus. I had a roommate that I had a falling out with. Coach got fired. I was struggling with depression. NCAA says, waiver denied. You have to sit out a year. If that student athlete was actually struggling with depression and that depression leads to a very bad thing, you don't want that on you. You don't want some lawsuit saying you knew that this young man was struggling with depression. It was documented, and then you contributed.
All he wanted to do was play basketball, and you sent him into a spiral.
You sent him into a spiral by denying his waiver. Now he's dead. Now you owe us $50 million. You don't want any part. That is the – I've talked to coaches about this. The best way to ensure you're going to get a waiver, A, hire a lawyer.
And we are not saying, by the way, that most mental health issues are fraud.
No. That's why
I'm trying to get something. Right.
I'm just saying, if you're trying to –
I want to reiterate that point. So we're on the record making it say, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not encouraging people to make up mental health issues. And I'm not saying the ones that are stated as this is a situation, I'm not saying those are made up. I'm just saying if the question is what gets you a waiver to transfer and play immediately – the two most important things you can do is A, hire a lawyer, and B, cite some mental health issue. There was one a few years ago. There was a player who, he was an overweight basketball player, and he cited a food addiction.
Compulsive eating disorder.
Yes. And they cleared him. He said, when I get depressed, I eat, and I eat excessively to the extent that I look like this. And if I'm not in a good place mentally, I eat myself into a bad situation. Waiver granted. He was able to play.
I'm going to get to 560.
I told you.
Look at me. Do I look happy to you?
I've told this one before. There was a school that took a transfer, and they were just brainstorming about how they could maybe apply for a waiver. Like, what can we do? And they said, do you have any relatives? I'll just say it was a school in Iowa. And they said, this kid wasn't from Iowa, didn't grow up in Iowa, hadn't been going to school in Iowa. And they said, do you have any relatives in Iowa? And the young man thought for a minute, and he goes, oh, yes, actually I do. And they said, oh, wow, who? He said, my father. They said, your father, this is great. Where does he live? And they said, he's in prison in Iowa.
Oh, God forbid.
He didn't even know his father. He just knew that his father was in prison in Iowa. So they said, well, we'll give it a shot. They applied for a transfer waiver, said that the young man wanted to move closer to his father.
In prison in Iowa.
And they granted it. He played immediately.
Thank God for the prison system.
I know. It's a little bit like the old Jerry Tarkanian story where any valedictorian of any school. Right. At one point at UNLV when Tark was the coach, if you were the valedictorian of your school, regardless of what your school was, it could be, Horn Lake High, Germantown High, Lausanne, didn't matter. If you're the valedictorian, you get a full scholarship, academic scholarship to UNLV. That was something they had there. So Tark recruits a guy straight out of jail, and he was the valedictorian of the prison school, and he got a full – he didn't have to put him on athletic scholarship. Put him on academic scholarship because he was the valedictorian of the prison.
Is that a true story? It's an apocryphal story.
No,
it's one of the best Tark stories there is.
Dan Wetzel wrote the book on Tark, and I've heard Dan tell that story.
That's hilarious.
It's terrific. I'm talking to Jeff Caucus here on 92.9 FM ESPN. So, we'll see. This is what I always say on transfer waivers. We will see, but – I would be more optimistic about DeAndre Williams than Landers Nolly, and I don't know that I'm incredibly optimistic for either. But I'd like to see them both play in a Memphis uniform next season, so that's what I'll be hoping for. Now to the most important topic of the day. Why are you bad-mouthing the barbecue festival?
I stumbled into that one. So we were talking about the riverfront, what you're supposed to do with the riverfront. And someone immediately tweeted me and said how to, you know, they're going to, the changes to the riverfront are going to drive away, you know, these two giant festivals and whatever else. And Chris Harrington's point has always been that as nice as the festivals are, you should design the riverfront for 365 days a year. And I haven't looked at the new design, so I can't comment on those yet because I'm writing a column on this NCAA stuff. So, but anyway, so that's Chris's position. And then let the festivals sort of figure it out around that. When they redesigned Shelby Farms, which is fantastic, they didn't say, where are we going to put Mempho Fest here? They said, what's going to be great for Shelby Farms? And lots of people now go to Shelby Farms because it's fantastic. And so, and then if you have a, that's fun. And so we were therefore talking about the festivals on the river, and I was making the point that I'll be completely honest to you about you. I'm not a big fan of Barbecue Fest. It seems to me that the best festivals are welcoming and open and diverse and family friendly and everything else. And it seems to me, correct me if I'm wrong, that Barbecue Fest is fundamentally a giant frat party on the river where you have to be invited to go, and it's mostly about drunken debauchery and eating pork, which I approve of eating pork. I eat plenty in my life, but then it's mostly a bunch of men between the ages of 15 and 50 getting drunk, white men between the ages of 15 and 50 getting drunk and eating pork, and it's not necessarily the most, it's kind of overrated as a festival. I said it.
Well, here's what I would say is that you're exactly right. If you don't know people there or you're not a part of it, don't go. It's a little bit like I've said about amusement parks. Like, if you cannot afford to splurge on the fast passes and all that stuff.
I do not agree with you on the news, but lots of people go to Disney without the damn fast pass, GP.
I would just tell you that
that's a mistake.
Yeah, it's a mistake.
But anyway, so do not go to Barbecue Fest.
Let me give you another one. Here's another example. You're in Las Vegas. Like, some of the best clubs in the world, nightclubs in the world, are in Las Vegas. And here would be my thing. Advice to anybody. If you cannot do it right, and by do it right, I mean get a table, bottle service, the whole deal, it's not worth doing. Like, it is not fun to be in those places if you're just standing shoulder to shoulder on a dance floor and then waiting 30 minutes to get to the bar so you can get a $30 vodka drink. Like, that's not fun. Now, so like, I'm not saying you have to spend $5,000 on a table or else. I'm just saying if you can't spend the $5,000 on a table, or more likely get a group of people who can spend the $5,000 to get the table or the $3,000, whatever it costs, like, it's not worth going. And this is what I'd say about Barbecue Fest. If you don't have access to one of the, as you put it, private parties inside Barbecue Fest, it's not worth going. Just walking around Barbecue Fest
It's the worst. But then what's so great about a festival and about a civic festival that depends on private invitations to things? And by the way, even what group does it in fact serve? Isn't it a pretty damn restrictive, because you need a private invitation, because it's, I don't know, is it not largely white male drunk? Like, is that not the your basic characteristics of most people at barbecue? Here's what I'll contrast it to. The Mid-South Fair that used to be in the fairgrounds, right? That was, and I know it's gone now and everything else, but that was like a blast for everybody from 0 to 80 could have wonderful fun at the Mid-South Fair. Open to everybody. It was great. It could get hot and whatever else, and some years were better than whatnot. But that was, to me, a great civic coming together that everybody could enjoy. And you didn't need to get a special invitation to be able to go to the, you know, to see the, you know, whatever the hell it is, whatever, you know, to eat elephant ear, whatever the hell you call those things. What do you call them? The fried dough. You didn't have like a special invitation. Oh, you know, come to the fair, but don't come to the fair unless you get a special invitation to come into the, you know, this tent. What kind of a civic party is that we're trying to protect and celebrate if it's basically just, you've confirmed for me a giant fraternity party that you need an invitation to within it.
Yeah, but it's not just white males. It's also...
Mostly, it's wildly white men.
And their dates. I met at least two of my favorite girlfriends at Barbecue Fest. they didn't turn out so well, but like that, I discovered them there. I don't do it the way I used to do it. I still have a good time when I go, but I'll tell you, over the past few years, it's just not like a thing where I go, I have to go. Like if I don't, in years, when I was younger, if I didn't go, I felt like I'm missing something that I really love. Now, if I don't go, I just don't go. And I don't think
Isn't it a lot like the Grove on the river?
Yeah, I guess so. Except, yeah, I guess
if
so.
If you got a place to go, have barbecue. And listen, I actually know. I know that it's very important to a lot of people. And I don't mean to be disparaging their cell. It's very important to a lot of people. And that's wonderful, and I understand that's important. So if it came down to me, and again, I don't know what they've done with the plans, I would not go to huge lengths to protect that rather than if it meant a more desirable riverfront 365 days a year. That's all I'm saying.
And I guess I would argue that I wouldn't want them to do any – and by the way, this doesn't even matter to me anymore. Like I just said, at my – when I used to love Barbecue Fest, and it really might have been at a certain time in my life, like the most the thing I look most forward to each year that happened in the Memphis market, like I can't wait for Barbecue Fest because, you know, I'd take off work. I'd go down early Thursday. We'd stay all night. Go back early Friday, stay all night. Like, those were parties. Now my life's just not conducive to that. Like, I got too many jobs, too many kids. Like, I remember a few years ago, I was like, hey, let's go do this, boom, get a room at the Westin. And Kelly was like, well, you know, we got to be back by this time, and, you know, we can't leave town. Just forget it. Well, I don't even want to go. Let's just not even do it. I got too many responsibilities to do it the way I used to like to do it. But the way I used to do it, we'd have a blast. And I guess I'd say this. I wouldn't want them to do anything to Tom Lee Park that made it impossible to have Barbecue Fest at Tom Lee Park, because I really do think it being on the river adds to it. There's something about sunsetting, there's the river, I got a drink, I got some ribs. Yeah. There's something about that.
Get the breeze.
I would say two things. If it would be a demonstrably better park 365 days a year, if they didn't account for a demonstrably better park. I don't know what that is, but we're going to just say that in their view, 365 days a year, and they had to do something that made it impossible to have barbecue in there, I'd say do it. If it's six and one half dozen the other, or a little bit marginally, of course not. The real problem, of course, is that their definition of what's impossible and, you know, the people who would design the riverfront's definition of did this make it impossible for you to have it is different than the Memphis and May's definition of that, you know, of what makes it impossible for us to have it there, right? They're like, we can't do that. That's impossible. No, that's really because you don't want to do that, right? It's like when the zoo with the parking. If we don't park on the grass, we can't have a zoo. It's impossible. Well, no, just don't park on the damn grass, you know? So that's where the dispute is. But for me, honestly, it's the other way around. You could move it to if I could have a demonstrably better park on the river, and move that to Tiger Lane. The year it was in Tiger Lane, people had a good time. And if it means 3 days of people not looking, here's what I really think is too bad: that you can't have a plate of ribs and look at the river and have a beer all year long down there. Like there's no way. Like we have a riverfront where there's. If you wanted to go dine on the river and have a great scene on the river, where would you? There's been no place historically. It's ridiculous. Why can't I do that every day, not just 3 days a year when I have a ticket? Because I knew, you know, the swine diners.
Like, in what other major city in America on a major body of water is there not at least a restaurant where you can overlook that body of water? It is kind of crazy.
I can't believe there is a single one. I mean, you see that pathetic river they have in Nashville, and I bet you can sit and look at that pathetic river somewhere. I don't know it well enough, but I bet you can. And here we can't sit and eat a plate of ribs and have a beer and look at the river.
That is kind of a ridiculous thing. Mm-hmm. I've had multiple apartments that you could see the river. Like, that was part of the appeal of the apartment. Like, hey, you know, there you – if you stretch your neck a little bit, you can kind of see the river, right? But like, there's not a bar you go to that overlooks the river. There's not a restaurant you go to that overlooks the river. And it's like, did the pier used to be that way a long time ago?
I think so. The pier or whatever. Yeah, there's a place that used to be that way that Jennifer Biggs talked about the other day. And I guess like from the rooftop of the Madison, she says you can see the river.
But yes,
like
you that's, can. That's you're good.
You're not on the river though, right? And then there's the Bass Pro is opening a place that is going to look over the river that you don't have to pay like a $25 ticket to go a rocket ship to the top of, I think. And so maybe that'll be nice, although that place is such a fortress that I don't know how accessible it is. But that'll be nice if that's true. But, yeah, I when I have people in town, it would be nice if there was a place, you know, by Andy and Andrew and Michael or by Kelly English or something that would give me a river view. I would love that. And there isn't such a place, or hasn't historically been such a place. And so anyway, now I realize, listen, it probably wasn't my most popular take, but no one is basically, everyone agrees the same thing about barbecue. Don't go if you don't have a hookup.
Yeah, but you're Jeff Calkins. You would always have a.
Oh, I did have hookups, but yeah. I don't drink. Like, okay, how about this? If you don't drink, do you go?
I don't like to do anything if I'm not drinking.
But it's also just a drinking, you know, it's like the fun of it is, you know, it's drinking, right?
Yeah, yeah, of course. It's people watching, drinking, being around friends. Yeah. Yeah, like really even eating is a small part of it for me. It was always.
I like eating.
Yeah, I like eating. It was, but for me, it was always, you know, you're surrounded by friends. Everybody's having a drink. Everybody's relaxed. Nobody's going at, you know. How often, once you get to a certain age, are you around 20 of your friends drinking without a care in the world?
How often do we – it's true. In most places, you don't get to have college parties after college. But in Memphis, you can still have – we reserve this 4 days when you get basically a college party, even though you're 36 and you got a belly.
Right, yeah. Like if you're 40 years old, if you're my age and you try to go into a bar that is conducive for what happens at Barbecue Fest – and, like, fit in, you look like an idiot. You know, like, you feel out of place. You are out of place. But like Barbecue Fest there's nothing outlandish at Barbecue Fest about seeing a 45-year-old act like a 22-year-old. They think that's a normal thing. You kind of get it.
That's fabulous. Well, I mean, everything I said about – John Martin came in and said everything I said about Barbecue Fest is true. He said, listen, last year I fell down a flight of stairs at Barbecue Fest.
Right.
Like, it's a place where you can go and fall down a flight of stairs if you happen to have a ticket. I don't know. Like, I'm just not celebrating that as much as you are.
Dude, I woke up on a picnic table at Barbecue Fest one more – like, a Sunday morning, a Saturday morning. I just woke up. It was the sun was rising. I slept on a picnic table all day long. Nobody even tried
to. Glorious day. Well, I don't want to mess with that, man. I don't want to mess with that.
Nobody even tried to wake me up. I don't even know, or maybe they did. I don't even know what happened.
Yesterday you were telling us about sleeping at Wrigley. Now you're sleeping on a picnic table.
I get tired.
You might want to get this looked at, Gary.
Sometimes I get. That's why I stay home now. Because now when I get sleepy, I just put my head down on my pillow and go to sleep. It's easy. It's just easier to stay home. That's what I've realized. But anyway, shouts to Barbecue Fest. I'll see you later.
There's a statement from Memphis now. You want to see it? Statement. Have you seen it?
I don't know what you're talking
about. That's fine. We are pleased that the NCAA has approved voluntary activities in football, men's and women's basketball, starting in June, and we have been preparing for that possibility for some time now. We look forward to sharing more in the near future once our plan is complete. There you go.
All right. I'll see you. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's in reference to the Division I Council today clearing it for universities under the NCAA umbrella to bring back student-athletes to campus on a voluntary basis. Like, in other words, to make this as simple as I can make it, right now if DJ Jeffries wanted to go to the Memphis basketball facility and work out, he's not technically allowed to do that. But on June 1st, he will be allowed to do that as long as there are no local restrictions or university restrictions on that. And I believe that statement that Jeff just read at least implies, if not definitively says, like, we're going to be good to go on June 1st. Like, if our basketball players, football players want to be back on campus June 1st, they're going to be allowed to be on campus June 1st. Now, is UCLA going to be the same way? Is Rutgers going to be the same way? Like, what's St. John's going to look like? What's Fordham going to look like? You know, some of these schools, you know, in New York City, what's Columbia going to look like? Like, probably not, right? If you're a Columbia basketball player, you're probably not on campus June 1st.
Right.
If you're a Memphis basketball player, you probably are on campus June 1st if you want to be. That's the news today from the NCAA. And if you're just catching up with it, also, the Division I Council had the ability to take a vote on the one-time transfer waiver, but it had been made clear really over the past few weeks that they were either going to vote it down or kick the issue to January and address it there. And they have decided to just kick the issue to January and address it there. So if I were talking to people about this over the past few days, my impression was that it was not going to pass now because there were some people with the power to pass it who had real reservations about passing it in the middle of a pandemic. Like, let's just not undertake this big thing in the middle of this national financial and health crisis. Like, we got enough on our plate right now. Let's not start making big changes, because it could lead to, you know, four players at one basketball program saying, you know what, I wasn't going to transfer, but now I can transfer and play immediately. Like, I'm gone. And with it being unclear when coaches are going to be able to go out on the road and recruit again, when student athletes or prospects are going to be allowed to take visits to university, it was just, they were worried about it becoming too overwhelming. And so they could kick it to January. And who knows? Like, we'll see in January, but the impression I got over the past few days was that the people who want this to pass, for student athletes to be able to transfer and play immediately one time in their college career, they are optimistic that it will pass in January. So just because it didn't pass today, wasn't even voted on today, doesn't mean it's dead on arrival in January. In fact, most people think that it will be passed in January, and that will be good. As I wrote in a column published last night, better late than never. But in January, that won't help Landers Nolley, and it won't help DeAndre Williams. That's why for Memphis fans, it was important to try to get this done on May 20th, but obviously not done on May 20th. So now, like we've talked about, Landers Nolley, DeAndre Williams, they're going to have to get transfer waivers in a traditional way. And I wish them luck, but that's not always a simple thing. Be back in a second.
This year, Memphis has had a lot of rain and severe weather. If you have a commercial roof leak, call Lucius Roofing at 752-1232. We offer leak repair and full roof restoration. In short, we stop roof leaks. With over 35 years of experience, we are here to solve your roof problems. For a free roof inspection, call the trusted professionals at Lucius Roofing, 752-1232, or visit our website at golucius.com.
The sports seasons may be on hold right now, but team front offices are busy. And Radio.com has the biggest sports stations in the country, covering your favorite teams and sports. Stay up on the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NHL, NBA, and more. All the trades, player and coach interviews, and everything you need to know. Binge your favorite podcast from the top personalities in sports. Stay connected to the teams and sports you love, so you're ready when they come back. Listen on Radio.com or the Radio.com app.
Howie, what have you been doing at Robert Irwin Jewelers the last few months?
Well, we know that anniversaries, birthdays, and special occasions never stop, so we've been doing our curbside service and selling a lot of jewelry on our website. Now we're open, and we're here for you because we know love never stops.
And if you're still not comfortable with getting out, I see that you've got Create the Ring of Your Dreams at rijewelers.com.
You can go to rijewelers.com/dreamring and start creating the ring of your dreams today.
Wow, that's rijewelers.com, and all five locations now open.
Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
If you like pina coladas and getting on the train.
Spilled your pina colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
If you like pina coladas,
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
At Advance Auto Parts, we want to make sure your vehicle is ready to roll when you are. We have the right oil and filters at the right price every day. From brands like Pennzoil, Mobil 1, Valvoline, and Castrol. And if you make a qualifying Pennzoil purchase this month, you'll get Gum Out Regain Fuel Injector Cleaner for free. Also, visit AdvanceAutoParts.com and tell us about a hero in your community. You could each win $1,000. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participate in CarQuest locations.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, broadcasting from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you're working from home more than you ever have, and you need a new computer to make it a better experience than it might be right now, then you know where to go. Cooper Systems, 360-9679. 360-9679. That's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, coopasystems.com. You give them a call, talk to Lee Lauren Cooper, tell them what it is you need a computer for. Like, what are you going to be doing on the computer? That matters. Because if you're just emailing, surfing the web, you don't need to go spend $1,500 on a computer. That's wasting a lot of money. If you're making music videos, maybe you need a $1,500 computer. But if you're just surfing the web, shooting emails, jumping on Zoom calls, you can do that for a few $100. Maybe not at the big box stores, but certainly at Cooper Systems. They are open. They've been open the entire time because they're an essential business, and they are sanitizing doorknobs, all public surfaces, pins, chairs, credit card machines, every computer in the showroom nonstop. But if you do not want to go inside, totally understand, they do have curbside check-in. So they can work with you however you want to do it. 360-9679, 360-9679, Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, Cooper Systems. com. Where are you at on Barbecue Fest, Bennett? Fun or only fun at a certain age and then you grow out?
Yeah,
of it?
Look, I've had some amazing times at Barbecue Fest. Most I can't remember, but it's so true. Like, I mean, if you don't know anybody, it ain't worth it.
Again, these things are different but similar in this way. If you don't have the ability to get bottle service and your own table at a club in Las Vegas, don't go. It's not worth it. If you don't have the ability to get the fast passes and stuff at an amusement park, my opinion, don't go. It's not worth it. Standing in line for 90 minutes to ride a 2-minute ride doesn't mm-hmm. seem worth it when you're doing it. And same thing, if you don't know people at Barbecue Fest, like don't go. If you think like, oh, Barbecue Fest, we're just going to go down and no, it's a different experience for you if you're not somebody who knows how to get on the other side of that rope.
But I am the second.
Of course you are, Bennett. You're Bennett Doyle. You're always on the other side of the road.
That's not what I was going to say. But, if anybody's got any wristbands for whenever Barbecue Fest is this year, please.
We used to go.
By all means, hit me up.
When I was young and I had more time on my hands, like, I would get the wristbands. Like, I might get 15 of them. And I'd go out recruiting like I'm Penny Hardaway.
Yeah.
Like, recruiting is very important.
Oh, dude, a wristband to Barbecue Fest is powerful.
Woohoo!
You know.
I do know.
Yeah.
I'd go out recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd find 5-star prospects.
Yep.
And I'd say, you look like a McDonald's All-American, if you will. Would you like to come
enjoy a plate of ribs?
Would you like to come eat barbecue later on tonight? I'd spend Thursday afternoon, Friday afternoon. I'd recruit and then I'd return to the tent, and they'd say, "How you think your recruiting class is?"
Yeah, I
feel like I signed a.
In fairness, you know,
I could get some decommitments.
Yeah.
I could get some decommitments, but I feel like the class that I signed out there walking around for the past hour and a half.
Yeah,
I feel like I signed a good class, and almost always I did. I was a pretty good recruiter.
Jeff made a lot of good points. I really think he did. In fairness, though, like. Getting drunk on the river is pretty fun.
It is fun.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. You just got to commit to it. You got to say, "Listen, this night's gonna be ridiculous. My head might hurt tomorrow."
Yeah.
You know, my head might hurt tomorrow, but we're going to have fun tonight. And then you have fun. But I haven't gone in maybe a couple of years.
I haven't either.
And the reason is because, like, I just can't commit. When I don't like to do anything unless I can do it to the fullest extent. I'm not in for, you know, sometimes you'll hear it. You want to just go to Barbecue Fest for a couple hours. I don't want to go to Barbecue Fest for a couple hours. I'd rather just not leave my house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm going to go to Barbecue Fest, I want to go early, stay late.
And not have any responsibilities the next day.
And not have to worry. Yeah, right. And I'm at a point in my life where I don't really have the ability to go early. I got too much stuff to do. It's hard to stay late because I got too much stuff to do. So it's just like, what's the point? I can't have fun the way I like to have fun. I'll just stay home. I've reached that point in my life. It's a little bit like everything else. Like, if I can't do – it's not just being on the right side of the rope. Like, I can get – I've got enough friends. I've got enough things going on. But if I can't do it the way I used to do it, I just soon not go.
That's where I'm at.
Like, even Music Fest, I remember a few years ago. Because, like, it gets hard when you get – you got all these kids. You got all these jobs. It was like one day at Music Fest, and Kelly was like, yes, we'll go, but – you know, we got to be home by 9:30 because the so-and-so's got – no, I don't want – if I got to be home by 9:30, I don't want to go. And I'm not even saying that to be mean or – I'm just saying if my options are go but be home by 9:30 or don't go at all, I'd just rather not go at all. If my options are go and get home whenever you want to get home, then I want to go. But if it's go but under these – particular, nah, I just stay at home. I don't need it that badly. I ain't trying to be home by 9:30. It ain't even worth leaving the house if you got to be home by 9:30. Be back with dinner to go.
Hello, heavy lifters, deal seekers, business owners, and one-man crews. Welcome to your local Cat dealer, Thompson Machinery. Your home for Cat compact equipment and offers like 0% for 60 months and no payments for 90 days. Whether you're buying, renting, or looking for preventative maintenance, at Thompson Machinery, it all starts with hello. Visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport and be sure to ask about 0% for 60 months plus 90 days, no payments and no interest. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're working remotely, taking web classes, binge watching TV, or gaming, Dell is here to help you find the right tech. From XPS and Alienware computers that are redefining what's possible with 10th Gen Intel Core processors to the latest top brand electronics, our seamless tech solutions will help keep you connected. Plus, get free shipping. Call us today at 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
While you can't believe everything on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
I had cancer for the fourth time.
I have bipolar disorder.
I was hit by a car.
I have a rare disease.
I have Down syndrome.
Children's health care in the United States is severely underfunded.
We can't wait while the debate over a funding solution continues.
Kids can't wait. Give to the Children's Hospital's COVID-19 Impact Fund. Text CHILD to 51555. CHILD to 51555.
From nurses to truck drivers, doctors to grocery clerks, the front lines in today's crisis are filled with brave actions every day. And you can do your part by completing the 2020 census. This simple effort online, by phone, or by mail will help impact the next 10 years of healthcare, schools, and roads. All of our first responders need your response. So go to 2020census.gov today. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Augers, trenchers, blades, brooms, shredders, mulchers, hammers, compactors, planers, rollers, rakes. That's just a sample of the more than 100 attachments John Deere offers for skid steer and compact track loaders. The added versatility provided will help you win more jobs. And with the universal self-cleaning QuickTatch system, you can switch from one type of attachment to another in no time flat. Your John Deere dealer can help you choose the right attachments to help you run your world. Visit johndeere.com/compactattachments to learn more.
So as we start to get back in the groove of things and head back to work, it's super important to make sure your home is always protected when you're not there. For my money, there's no better way to protect your home than with Xfinity Home, because Xfinity Home is a total home security solution. I'm able to rest easy knowing that there's always 24/7 professional monitoring with fast response time, and it's really user-friendly. I'm able to set rules to receive real-time alerts tailored specifically to me, like when my doors are open, and I'm always able to check in from afar with remote access on the Xfinity Home app. My favorite feature, though, is the security camera. It's flexible, easy to move around anywhere in your house, and it allows me to watch over my home from anywhere with a live video feed in HD. I can also look back with 24/7 video recording that I'm able to review, save, and share days of footage stored in the cloud. I can even arm my alarm system or view my Xfinity Home camera right from my TV with the X1 voice remote. Look, there's a reason Xfinity Home has been named the best professionally installed home security system by CNET. It is the easiest, most effective way to protect your home. So experience a new way to customize your home security. Visit Xfinity.com today to learn more.
Get to us on Sundays.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, broadcasting from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Mercedes-Benz of Memphis is our city's original Mercedes dealership. It's located at 5389 Poplar, 5389 Poplar's Poplar in Valley Brook. So it's easy to get to. You know exactly where it is. And right now, they've got an incredible inventory. New Mercedes, pre-owned Mercedes. They've got a 90-day deferred payment plan that is available. They've got 0% financing that is available. So check that out. Maybe you go to Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, 5389 Poplar, get that vehicle of your dreams. You don't have to make a payment for 90 days, and you get 0% financing. How could you possibly turn that down? If you want to shop online, you can do it, mbofmemphis.com, mbofmemphis.com. You can check out all of the inventory right there at mbofmemphis.com. And then if you want to buy online, you can buy online. They'll deliver your Mercedes to you. As long as you live within a 100-mile radius of 5389 Poplar, Mercedes-Benz of Memphis will deliver your vehicle to you. So if you've been thinking about getting that vehicle of your dreams, now is a good time to do it. 90-day deferred payment plan in place. 0% financing is available. Not everywhere, but definitely at Mercedes-Benz of Memphis. 5389 Poplar. That's 5389 Poplar. On the web, mbofmemphis.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, and I guess the biggest story was probably the NCAA Division I Council voted to allow student-athletes in men's basketball, women's basketball, and football to return to campus voluntarily on June 1st. In other words, they'll be allowed to be in their weight rooms, in their practice facilities, you know, with certain university restrictions, obviously, but back on campus. Not allowed right now, but on June 1st, it will be allowed, and this is the first step toward getting student-athletes back on campus in advance of what we're hoping will be a football season and a college basketball season. Meantime, the Division I Council did not vote on the one-time transfer waiver, so that issue has now been kicked down the road to January, and it will not go into effect at the earliest until the 2021-22 academic year. In other words, it's not going to help Landers Nolly. It's not going to help DeAndre Williams.
What's the biggest game tonight?
We ain't got no games, but we do have a race.
Okay.
It is the Toyota 500. And as long as it started on time, it is underway right now. I didn't know how to check. How do you check if a race has started? I've never checked if a race is underway.
How's Ricky Stenhouse Jr. doing?
I don't know.
We got to find that out.
So it's 310 miles tonight, 228 laps. It's underway unless it's not. And if it is, it's on FS1.
What should I watch on TV?
Moana's on ABC 24 tonight.
I love Moana. It's a great movie.
I've never really watched it.
Your kids have to watch
my
that
kids
like,
have
all
seen
the time.
It,
I was going to say.
And it's on, and every once in a while, Lou will be like, Dad, I want to watch Moana. But I've never personally sat down and watched that one.
Really good.
Excellent.
Really, really good.
Okay.
Yes.
It's on ABC 24 tonight at 7. So even if you don't have the Disney Plus subscription, you can watch it tonight, ABC 24 at 7 o'clock. Black Klansman's on HBO Signature at 8 o'clock. Lost in Translation on Star Cinema at 8 o'clock. Late Night Circuit, Patton Oswalt is on Jimmy Kimmel. Gary Clark Jr. is on Jimmy Fallon. Wilco is on Stephen Colbert. Sharon Horgan is on Seth Meyers. Simon Pegg is on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
NBA franchises are reportedly expecting the league to allow them to bring players back to their local markets starting also on June 1st. Adrian Wojnarowski and Zach Lowe reported that earlier today. So if you want all the details on the latest with the NBA, go check them out at ESPN.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow's Thursday. And we're not going to be here Friday. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that or not, but it's just it's the truth. It's the truth. I'm not going to get in trouble for lying. And so Dan Wolkin, who normally joins me on Friday, he's going to be here tomorrow. We'll catch up on all things college athletics with him. Jeff Calkins in the second hour. I guess I won't have a Dateline. I don't know that I've ever done a Dan Wolkin interview without doing a Dateline preview.
Probably true.
It's going to be weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
Hey, listeners, it's Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. It's been a mild winter, so the bugs are going to be bad. And you know we're here to take care of you and your home. Give us a call today at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. And we can handle all the termites, ants, mosquitoes, and everything in between. It's going to be bad. You need...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.